Good morning, Delaware Valley. Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be with you here today. Man, we got all kinds of things going on in the studio today. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited that you're here. We're going to be talking Divine Mercy today. Maria Varga will be joining us. She is the actress who is starring in the excellent play, Faustina, Messenger of Mercy. This play is going to be taking place, it's going all over the country, but it's taking place at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa tomorrow evening. We'll tell you more about that. Maria will be joining us. We'll be playing the, this is amazing, she does this incredible song called Trust in You. This is a song she does at the end of the play. We'll be playing that. Maria's going to be joining us. She'll be talking about her experience in playing Saint Faustina, which is an incredible opportunity. And she'll be sharing with us. We'll have Leonardo DeFilippis on the phone live from Arizona, where he is currently appearing in the play, another one of his plays, Maximilian. So we have lots of things going on. And we have some music, we have our scripture, we have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day, and as we do every day, we have the one and only Mr. Dave Parker.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Brother, I am excited. We got donuts in the house as well today. Donuts from the Yum Yum Donut Shop, all right?
That makes our day, buddy.
That's right. Well, yeah. You make my day, my man.
Thank you, Gary.
By the way, we also have Father Timothy. Let me see if I can get this right. Father Timothy Tarnatsky with
that's
us.
That's right.
Did
Good
I do
morning,
okay,
everyone.
Father?
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here.
Father, it's so great to have you. Father is from the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. He's going to be joining us. He's going to be sharing some information about divine mercy with us. I think this is a concept that a lot of us are a little unclear of. Of course, this is the Year of Mercy. Now, the Year of Mercy is coming to an end this weekend, but that does not mean God's mercy is going away. So Father will be sharing more with us about mercy and divine mercy. So let me get started, as we do each day, with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I wanted to clarify one thing. Yesterday, Dave Parker, I put out a question. When should I start playing Christmas music on the show? And boy, I woke some people up. There's a lot of controversy
going.
Yes,
you did.
Hey, but that's good. Now, here, let me clarify this. And I still want to know when I should start playing Christmas music. However, I should say Christmas/Advent music, right?
So, yes.
I mean, I'm not necessarily talking about playing the traditional carols right away, but there are so many good Advent songs that we can use to help remind us that Christ is coming.
Yes.
And I know he was born 2,000 years ago, but this is a problem. We need to welcome him into our own hearts. Right, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
This is something we should be doing every year.
Yes, and here and now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want to get started as soon as possible, but I'm depending on you to let me know. So when should I start playing? We got a lot of responses yesterday, but I still want to hear from you. When should we start playing Advent/Christmas music? Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is the place to send me an email. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org.
Gary, just an aside. Yesterday, my wife and I took our grandson to the Oxford Valley Mall, and they have an inside playground by
mm-hmm.
Penny's.
Sure.
But going in, guess who was out in front of the mall door that we went into? The Salvation Army, they were ringing the bell.
Okay.
The gentleman was singing Christmas carols. And he did quite well, by the way. But I'm saying, to the point of, like, when should we start hearing this? I mean, we're talking about on the radio, but it's out there already.
It's out there. And, you know, it makes me feel good, because I want to start celebrating the birth of the Lord. But, Father, you know, we push the season earlier and earlier each year. Do you have an opinion about when we should start actually singing or listening to Christmas music?
Well, of course, there's always a danger of this being a little bit maybe too commercialized.
Yes.
But I guess it's also a matter of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
If in your heart you want to, you know, start rejoicing with the birth of our Lord,
right?
Then I guess there's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
But I guess it depends on a person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there is that danger of turning Christmas into a commercial holiday. And a lot of people begin to panic because they know they need to get their shopping done. But my family and I, we like to hear the music because we want to get excited because mm-hmm. Jesus is coming and I want to welcome him.
Well, you know, it made me excited, excuse me, for Christmas mm-hmm. and exactly that. And I said, wow, okay, I guess it's time. And I got into the Christmas spirit, basically.
Right, exactly. You know? Exactly. But we still want to hear from you. So send me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org, and let me know when we should officially launch our Christmas/Advent music. Let me know. And you may be surprised one day when we start doing it, but I do want to hear from you. Now, I want to read the gospel today, and I think this gospel ties in perfectly. This is the gospel from Daily Mass. This ties in perfectly with this concept of divine mercy. And when I get finished, I really want to turn it over to Father and ask him to share some of his thoughts about divine mercy and how this gospel in particular relates. This is from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. We will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com, so take a look at it later on and really reflect on it. Let the Lord speak to you, even after we do it here. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." Father Tim, this sounds like the story of a man who very much was an outcast, who was looked down upon by his fellow citizens, but somebody that really sought out Jesus. And Jesus was merciful to him. And I think it's a great tie into divine mercy. Could you share some thoughts about that?
Yeah, sure, definitely. I mean, something that we can notice in this gospel is that Jesus actually noticed Zacchaeus.
Mm.
That we see what Zacchaeus' problem was. We see that the gospel says that he was short in stature. Well, I was meditating on that a couple weeks ago because this was our Sunday gospel.
Right.
And so actually the Greek word used here, it doesn't really say about his height. It actually more says about that he was little.
Mm.
And so that kind of a little bit maybe can change that, our interpretation of that.
Interesting.
Because we can see that maybe he was little in terms of his height, but also maybe he was little in terms of his life. Maybe he felt little.
Right.
Or maybe by his way of life, by his sins, weaknesses, maybe he was little.
Right.
And so Jesus noticed him. And I would say that's the key. And that gospel, it really corresponds to the first reading that we have that we'll hear from the book of Revelation, because in that reading, Jesus is saying, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him."
Wow. I love that. That's one of my favorite verses. That's Revelation 3:20. Yeah. I use that all the time.
Yeah, so you remember.
But Father, for many years, I never knocked. I never opened the door. Jesus was knocking repeatedly, but I didn't let him in. I think that ties in perfectly to this concept of divine mercy. But I need to accept the Lord's mercy in order for him to, he's ready to be merciful to me. Could you talk a little bit about this concept of divine mercy? What exactly is it?
Yeah, I mean, God's mercy, of course, a lot of the people relate that now to the apparitions of Saint Faustina, which is something great.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to have a broader understanding of the divine mercy, that it didn't start in the 20th century, but it started way before.
Oh, right.
Even with the creation story. So we can see that throughout the Bible, even in the Old Testament, we can see it how God reveals his mercy. It's like a process.
Right.
So we can see in different books, in different stories of the Bible, how God is merciful, especially in Jesus Christ. And so we can really see that that Jesus Christ is the one who's bringing this full understanding of the divine mercy, and he's showing us the merciful Father. And so I think this is the key of understanding the divine mercy that Jesus Christ is showing to us.
Yeah. Now, Father, this is this week, and of course, we do have the door of mercy at the shrine. That door will be closing this week, but that doesn't mean that God's mercy is closed, correct?
No, of course not. I mean, the year of mercy is just the start.
Right.
This is just something to get us started with the mercy of God. And so, also with the door of mercy, of course, at our shrine, they're going to be closed on Friday during the 7 p.m. Mass.
Right.
But the doors of the confessionals are never going to be closed. They're open. At our shrine, every day we hear confessions, and a lot of people come because they want to enter to the real door of mercy, which we can enter every day or every week or whenever we need.
What a great blessing. Father, what would you say to someone who has not been to confession in many years and feels that they're scared, they're afraid, they don't feel that God will forgive them, or they're afraid to confess their sins to a priest? What would you say to that person?
I would say that the most important thing is to see that in the confession, we are making this confession to Jesus Christ, that we meet him personally there.
Wow.
And, you know, Jesus Christ is never angry. He's never mad at someone who is really honest and sincere, who only wants to, you know, get reconciled. Jesus Christ is always loving and accepting, and I'm sure all those who had those fears before, whenever maybe you had that fear before, whenever you went to the confessional, right after you left, you felt this peace, like all this thing just went off.
And it is such a great feeling of peace. So please, if it's been a long time, now's the chance. Now's the chance to avail yourself of God's mercy. The Lord wants to meet you in the confessional. And as Father said, and this is so true, I know my wife Eileen has said that when she goes to confession, she closes her eyes and she pictures herself talking directly to Jesus, which is what we're doing. So as Father said, please take advantage of this great sacrament of forgiveness, and just let yourself be overcome by the Lord's mercy. He wants to forgive you. He loves you. And that's what we do on this show. We talk about Jesus Christ. He's real. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be a part of your life. But you need to turn to him. As Father mentioned, that beautiful Bible verse, Revelation 3:20, the Lord is standing at the door. He's knocking. But if you don't open a door, he's not going to come in. So open that door today. Make that decision and just let the Lord's mercy completely flood over you. All right, does that sound good? Take it from your buddy Gary. That's the deal here. Right now it is 7:13 on Spirit in the Morning. We're getting ready to bring in Maria Vargo. She is in the studio. She's going to be talking about, and I'm telling you, it's been all over Facebook. When I mentioned that Maria is coming into the studio, people have said, I have seen this play, Faustina, throughout the country. It's fantastic. So I am urging you, you got to go see this. It's going to be tomorrow night, Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. Faustina, Messenger of Divine Mercy. When we come back, Maria Varga will be joining us in the studio. I'm Gary Zimek. Stay where you are. Grab your coffee. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 15th. Today we celebrate Saint Albert the Great. Today's saint taught Thomas Aquinas and established the intellectual climate in which Aquinas developed his synthesis of Greek wisdom and Christian theology. But Albert the Great stands on his own as a 13th century Dominican who was himself a curious, honest, and diligent scholar. Born in 1206, Albert was the eldest son of a wealthy and powerful German family. Educated in the liberal arts, he entered the Dominican novitiate despite fierce family opposition. While teaching at Paris and Cologne, serving as Dominican provincial and even as a bishop, Albert produced a 38-volume work covering a wide variety of topics. These included natural science, logic, rhetoric, mathematics, astronomy, ethics, economics, politics, and metaphysics. His compendium of all knowledge gathered up to the time took him 20 years to complete. That accomplishment earned him the title The Great and a lesser-known title, The Universal Doctor. Towards the end of his life, Albert began showing signs of dementia, probably what would be diagnosed today as Alzheimer's disease. He died in 1280. At his 1931 canonization, he was also named a Doctor of the Church and the patron of scientists and philosophers. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow.
And that was Trust in You by Lauren Daigle. I'm going with the Divine Mercy theme today. Jesus, I trust in you. Man, it's all about trusting in the Lord. And you know what? He loves you, and he wants to be merciful. He wants to show his mercy to you. So as we talked about before the break, it's been a long time since you've been to confession. Give it a try. I'm telling you, it's going to make you feel like $1 million. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. We have a packed house today in the studio. This is really cool. We have all kinds of visitors. Mr. Parker is here, as usual.
Good morning again, Gary.
And I'm doing wonderful. We have Father Tim Tarnotsky with us. Father Tim, thanks for joining us. And she has arrived. The star of Faustina, Maria Vargo, is with us. Maria, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, you look so wide awake today. You know what? I appreciate you coming over here. I know this wasn't easy for you.
It's an honor to be with you today.
But thank you for coming on. So let me ask you this, this play that you have been performing, how many performances so far?
Tomorrow night will be 272 performances. Whoa. Over the last, I've been doing it since my first performance was on her feast day, Faustina's feast day, October 5th, 2013. So it's been over 3 years now.
Wow, that's incredible. And you're touching so many souls. I mentioned to you on the break, I posted it on social media last night on Facebook that you were coming in, and people were responding, oh, I saw this in Louisiana and Texas. Everybody loved it. You're really touching souls, telling the story of Faustina. We're going to talk more about the play. We will have Leonardo DeFilippis on the phone with us about 7:35. Tell me about your personal experience. Your conversion. Was there any conversion process that happened either because of the play or before the play, or did you always have a strong faith?
Well, there was a conversion for me, and you know, people say, what was that conversional moment? But for me, it was a long, a long conversion. And I was, I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
I was born and raised there and grew up Catholic, but always kind of had a very strong will. And I wanted to do my will rather than do the Lord's. And, but I also, in a lot of ways, knew God, and being named Maria, you know, was always reminded of that, of who I was named after.
Yes.
But as a young woman and older woman, I think I bought into a lot of what society was selling as far as what it meant to be a powerful woman or how to get what you want and different. And also I realized looking back that what I really wanted was God's love.
Right.
And unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
But I went you know, looking in all the wrong places, as they say.
Right.
And so through years of not only hurting myself, but others through my actions, in my late 20s, I have an amazing mother and father. And, you know, of course, they are my very close friends, but I wouldn't tell them what I was doing wrong while I was doing it. they'd find out afterwards. But my mom said to me, you know, Maria, you can change your life and you don't have to live this way. And when I was involved in, you know, some drugs and promiscuity and just living what I thought in all ways in somewhat normal life.
Right.
Still going to church. Yep. Wasn't really going to confession all the time, but just doing what everybody else kind of did in a way. And but at the same time, having this deep ache and desire for a family and a husband, and those things weren't happening. And so my mom, she said, you know, you can renew your abstinence. She used the word virginity, and I was like, yeah, right. I just was so lost in thinking that was a possibility.
Wow.
And that any man could love me if I didn't have sex with him before marriage. I also thought, you know, they say that saying, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So I prayed and I felt in my heart that I should change. And I was on a trip to Lourdes. Actually, I was going to the Cannes Film Festival because I had a short film in the film festival. And I thought, hey, when are you going to get to do this?
That's right, exactly.
And I had been to Fatima a couple years prior, where I believe that my deeper conversion started through a beautiful confession. And so when I was in Lourdes back in 2008, I decided to recommit myself to the Lord, and I used the baths as a baptismal, re-baptismal experience for myself.
Yeah.
And just committed myself to the Lord in that way. And through that, everything else started to change in my life. I came back to LA and my manager dropped me and all these different things happened, which was so interesting. But I can look back now and see it was really our Lord's protection. Mm-hmm. And he started to guide my life, and then started working for a Catholic theater company back in LA. And they saw me. Somebody saw me in a play that I was doing there and recommended me to St. Luke's. And long story short, that's how I got here.
That is an amazing story. And everything you said, so many people are living that kind of life. I mean, I did the same thing for years. I went to church each week. I went to Mass. I'm a cradle Catholic. And I thought, this is all I'm supposed to do. I go to Mass, and then I go out and do whatever I want in the world. I go to bars, and drink to excess. And I was in your same situation, just... I was looking for the Lord, but I didn't realize it at the time. I thought I was just trying to find happiness however I could. But ultimately, he is the source of our happiness. And are you happy now?
Yes. And I mean, it's not, of course, it's a daily struggle
exactly.
to do his will.
Exactly.
But when I used to go out and share my story with young people, I'd say, you know, they used to talk about freedom or sexual freedom.
Right.
And really, for me, freedom was relinquishing my will to our Lord's will.
Yes.
And putting everything in his hands gave me true freedom.
Right.
And so, yeah, there's the happiness in that because I know I'm striving every day to do his will.
Awesome.
I falter and I fail and I'm not perfect, but that's what reminds me of humility.
That's right. Know? That's so. Right. And us strong-willed people, we struggle with this, you know, because we have a better idea than the Lord does. I mean, we try to give him some advice and... I found eventually that the best thing to do is just let him be God because he's really good at it. Right? And that's where the peace comes in. Now, we're going to talk more about this play, Faustina, after we come back from the break. But we're also on this break after we do the news. We're going to play one of your songs, and it's the song you perform. It's the final song in the play. Is that correct?
It happens after, at the very end, after the show has concluded. This song our Lord gave me while I was in this conversion back in 2007. I've written music for a long time,
right.
But our Lord, when I started to write during the conversion, it was like God was giving me music for him and for people, you know, to really experience God. And so he gave me this song back in 2007. And, you know, obviously he knows everything because it's all about trust and about prayer and about his mercy,
right.
And I've experienced his mercy in my life, and that's really why I'm doing this show.
Yeah. Excellent.
So,
and the song is called Trust in You?
Trust in Me.
I'm sorry.
Trust in Me. Yeah.
Trust in Me. It's beautiful. I've listened to it. You're going to love this song. We'll talk more about it when we come back. We'll also have Leonardo DeFilippis on the phone with us from Arizona. Boy, he's going to get up early. you did the same thing. You're here with us. He's out there, but... We appreciate you both being on the show with us. This is going to be a great hour.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. So we're going to hear that. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear Anna Mitchell and the news. And then we're going to be doing the song Trust in Me by Maria Vargo. Stay tuned. We're just getting started here. Spirit in the Morning time is 7:28.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers & Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers & Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers & Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The nation's Catholic bishops are urging President-elect Donald Trump to adopt humane policies toward immigrants and refugees and to protect religious liberty. Meeting in Baltimore for their General Assembly just days after the U.S. election, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops said serving people fleeing violence and conflict is part of our identity as Catholics, and they pledge to continue this ministry. Archbishop Joseph Kurtz, current president of the Bishops' Conference, also noted the importance of conscience rights. He said, quote, "Don't allow government to define what integrity of faith means," end quote. Meanwhile, President-elect Trump is preparing to fill key foreign policy positions. An official says former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has emerged as the favorite for Secretary of State. A Trump spokesman says that Vice President-elect Mike Pence is expected to join the incoming president at Trump Tower today to review a number of names for the incoming administration. And President Barack Obama has arrived in Greece for a two-day visit. It's the first stop of Obama's final foreign tour as president. Air Force One touched down mid-morning in Athens after an overnight flight from Washington amid heavy security. After Greece, he'll go to Germany, and after that, it's off to Peru. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Coming to the Shrine of Częstochowa on November 16th at 7 p.m.
My God, why have you forsaken me?
In a world of moral confusion, Jesus shows a humble soul a way out of the darkness.
At 3 o'clock, implore my mercy.
What did I ever do to you, God, that you hate me?
All this for the sake of souls. Jesus, I trust in you.
Faustina, messenger of divine mercy. Visit DivineMercyDrama.com to learn more.
You are listening to
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
There are times when my life seems so unworthy. There are times when I cannot say your name, and your love seems so far away and wasted on this sinful child who chose to turn away. And then you say, that's why I came, that's why I sent my son to give you peace, eternal life. I paid the price, a willing sacrifice to show my love. Times when this world is so unholy. There are times when I cannot see your face. All the tears and the violence overwhelms me, and I wonder why you'd let us live this way. And then you say, that's why I came, that's why I sent my son to give you peace, eternal life. I paid the price, a willing sacrifice to show my Spirit fills my soul, and I know that my faith it can't be broken. For your love is the one to only way. And then you say, that's why I came. That's why I sent my son to give you peace. Eternal life, I paid the price. A willing sacrifice to show
All right, what'd you think of that? Amazing, right? I'm sitting here with goosebumps. That's Maria Vargo with Trust in Me. And by the way, if you want to maybe find out about getting that, it is available on iTunes. You can also check Maria out on the web at mariavargo.com. Maria, that was an incredible song. And I know that's heartfelt, and you really mean that. And you will be performing that live in the at the end of the play, right? So if you want to hear her do that live tomorrow night, I want to see you there. At Our Lady of Częstochowa, this is going to be Faustina, Messenger of Divine Mercy, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. There is no admission charge. It's a free will offering, correct? So there's no excuse, no money involved. You just show up. It's going to be great. You've got plenty of room. It's a great facility. Maria, you have a Christmas CD coming out, too?
I do, yes.
Nice, nice. We're going through the controversy right now. When do we start playing Christmas/Advent music on the show? People are very opinionated about this. I'm ready right now. I want to start hearing it now, but I have the listeners contacting me at gary@holyspiritradio.org, letting me know when we should start playing it. Do you have an opinion about that?
I think you should start right after I leave with my O Holy Night.
There you go. See that? All right. And Maria was nice enough.
I'm biased.
Maria was nice enough to come in. So, all right, let's talk about, I really want to talk about this play because we've been promoting it here on Holy Spirit Radio. I've been hearing from people all around the country saying this is a phenomenal play. Faustina, Messenger of Divine Mercy. And on the phone right now, we have with us, joining us from Arizona. Boy, he got up really nice and early to be with us. Leonardo DeFilippis, the president of St. Luke Productions. Leonardo, are you there?
Yes, I am. Great to be with you, Gary.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. Man, I'll tell you what, this play is getting so much acclaim from around the country. What was it that decided, that made you have the decision to do a play about St. Faustina?
Well, I wanted to do a play on St. Faustina for many years. In fact, it was when we did the movie on St. Therese back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
That I started to see a movement on St. Faustina, on really of Divine Mercy. And there was a lot of young people in our staff,
right,
who were very committed to especially praying Divine Mercy Chaplet. And so I was so caught up in the other things that we were doing. I always kept that in, you know, I always was very touched by that.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that experience, after many years, I have to do many other things and many other saints, and particularly after the Year of the Priest, with St. John Vianney, I said, what show do I want to do next?
Right.
And I was really drawn to the commitment of doing the life of the St. Faustina and the diary. So that's how this whole thing got undertaken, and that's why I started the movement and did the research with my wife to put the script together and all the different facets of the show.
Yeah, that's and by the way, you are currently performing in Arizona right now. You're doing a play, Maximilian, and you're kind enough to wake up early and be with us on the phone. I really appreciate that. I want to ask you if somebody, we want to encourage people to come to this play. This is a fantastic opportunity. What can they expect to see? You know, there might be some confusion. What will this be like? Is this a musical? Is this a drama? What is Faustina, the play, all about? What will we experience?
Well, my perspective is you're going to be really see a drama, live drama with all the elements in it, with music, with lighting, with a beautiful, it's a multimedia experience. So it's hard to express what this will be like, because you'll feel like you're in, it's a one-person show, one-woman show, but you're going to feel like you're seeing so many other characters. And I think the most miraculous thing that happens is that really, what is the story of Faustina really about, Messenger of Divine Mercy? It's about Christ. It's about Divine Mercy himself coming to her. And so I think you're going to see a real touchstone, or as they might say, a turning point, so that it can help transform each and every life that's out there who comes to receive it. And really why we're doing this, why at St. Luke Productions, the most important thing is we're offering this as a really as an instrument of mercy, particularly as we come to this close of the Year of Mercy. So I think it's and our country really, in a sense, is being offered mercy. So we want to be able, I think people coming will have a deep sense of what's happening in our culture, in our world, and in their family, what's really happening, so that they can see, because everyone has some disrupted or fractured relationship in their lives, even themselves, from God. But everything can be resolved. There is nothing that can stop in the way of being with Christ. And I think this drama is not only is it excellently performed and portrayed, but it has something on a spiritual level that so many plays in our culture don't even touch.
And I think it's very much needed, because we live in a world that is quite often, for many people, hopeless. I mean, they might perceive the situations around them to be hopeless, but we all know there is no such thing as hopelessness when you have the Lord. And he extends this mercy. And as Father Tim was saying earlier in the program, Leonardo, the invitation is there. And then first reading from today's Mass, Revelation 3:20, Jesus is knocking at the door, and he waits for us to open that door. And that's the amazing thing. I know in my life, for many years, I didn't avail myself of the Lord's mercy. I was just too busy. I didn't want to have anything to do with him. But he's there. He's extending that mercy to us, and this invitation is there. This play really drives that point home, doesn't it?
It really does, you know. And Gary and all your listeners, you know, there's that famous, it's in the Divine Office, but it says, surrender to God and he will do everything.
Wow.
And I think at the time of us surrendering our hearts to him, what do you want me to do?
Wow.
You know, we're the creature, he's the creator. We're his servants, we're his instruments in this world. And you're correct. So often we just don't listen to him. We don't take that time. We're so busy. And, you know, I think it's a sobering effect. You know, a lot of us are gathering a lot of stuff in this world. We have a lot of ambitions for our own self, you know, but all of that is going to be left in a box, so to speak, here on earth. The only thing we can bring to the next realm is our faith.
Yeah.
And so I think this is the time for us to prepare ourselves. As St. Faustina has always said, and you'll hear it in the play tomorrow, that we only have this present moment.
Mm.
We're eternal beings, but we only have this present moment to really offer something to him, you know. And so that's what he wants is us to bring others to him, and most of all ourselves, because so often we're still not wanting to go there. We don't want to surrender something.
Exactly.
We're holding back. You know, so in this smartphone world and all the fracturedness, as you've mentioned, you know, we have to take that time to listen.
Man, what you're saying, brother, is really, really impacting me right now. Maria, this is the discussion we had earlier. That moment where we finally make that decision, okay, Lord, I surrender. You know, that's tough to get to that point. Especially for somebody like us, who can tend to be a little strong-willed. It's hard for us, right?
Right? Don't look at me like that.
You told me you're strong-willed.
I'm joking.
But right, I mean, it's tough, and I think we all reach that point, that present moment. Father, that's you would agree, I'm sure, also. The present moment, this is all we have, and now's that time to make that decision.
Yeah, I mean, we'll never know the future and what we'll do or what, you know, so we can only rely on this present moment. We can give it to the Lord.
Yeah.
And there's what Leonardo is talking about. There's such a beautiful moment in the play where, and for me, one of the things that I've taken the most out of doing this role is understanding what sacrifice is, because Faustina says, you know, I am sacrifice. And that was her entire desire, was to give everything over for souls and for the sake of souls, because she knew that Jesus was thirsting for souls. Wow. And so she says, you know, in the diary, and you'll hear in the play, someday we will know the value of suffering, but then we will no longer be able to suffer. The present moment is ours.
Wow.
So not only, as Leonardo said, do we have to live in that present moment, but we have to understand that everything that happens in our lives, the sufferings, it's not in vain that we, that's the thing, you have to just constantly remind yourself,
right,
this is an opportunity.
Right.
I mean, even though I hate that I'm going through this, or why me, Lord, but this is really an opportunity. And once we're no longer living, we're not going to have that opportunity to offer that gift to God.
That's powerful. There's an opportunity for you today to get up early, right? I mean, these little things, sometimes these little opportunities to suffer, if we make use of them, that's a tremendous gift that our Lord gives us. Hey, Leonardo, I really appreciate you waking up early to come on the air with us. And I just want to say before we go, we will have the website linked. So if you want to check out more about this play, and I really encourage you all to go, it's going to be linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Anytime I mention the name Leonardo de Filippis to anybody, they say, wow, I've been at one of his plays. It's fantastic. Brother, you are known for your the quality of material that you produce. So we know this is going to be a great play. And I want to thank you personally for all that you do to bring souls closer to the Lord. And I want to encourage everyone listening to go see Faustina, Messenger of Divine Mercy, tomorrow night, November the 16th, 7 p.m. at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, PA. No admission, free will offering only. So there is no excuse to not go. So I want to see you there. Leonardo, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, God bless you. God bless everyone there and all of Pennsylvania.
And
I pray the whole state can come.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. We want to encourage everyone to go. And thank you, brother, for all that you do. And hopefully we get to meet in person someday.
I pray so. I really do. God bless you. God bless you, Father. And all your listeners, our Catholic radio is so important. You're the instrument right now at this present moment to bring mercy to so many people by coming to really receive a messenger of divine mercy through Faustina.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Leonardo. Have a great day. God bless you.
God love you all.
Thank you so much. That was Leonardo de Filippis coming to us from Arizona, where he is currently starring in Maximilian, another one of his plays. Boy, this is fun, Dave Parker, isn't it? With all these people. I mean, that was such a powerful segment.
More than fun, it's joy.
Yeah, you know, that present moment. Boy, that really registered with me, Marie. I'm not kidding. That, because I'm somebody who tends to put things off and think, oh, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Father, confession, you know, I'll get to it. I know I need to go back to confession. Well, now's the time.
Right? Now is the time. And as our Lord says, now is the time for mercy right now. This is the present moment that we have to accept it. And it's just always powerful. I was performing last night for a very small performance of Cloistered Nuns. And, you know, I was tired, and they asked, can you do this? And I thought, yeah, we'll make it happen.
Wow.
And by God's grace, we made it happen in their very small chapel, a very stripped down version of the show. And when I said that line that I just spoke about the suffering in the present moment, it just hit me. And I was so, as you said, Dave, joy.
Right.
I was so joyful.
Right.
Because I realized maybe it was, you know, I had to go beyond myself to do that for that in that moment for them. But it wasn't really a suffering moment. It was really joyful because I was right there in the moment doing something for the love of God. And Jesus told Faustina that there is only one thing that is the most important thing, and that is love of God, and that there is nothing more powerful than a simple act of love of God.
Wow.
So we just have to remember that as we go through our day.
And we have so many of these opportunities that, unfortunately, a lot of us, Father, if you could talk about this a little, a lot of us use our feelings. Our spiritual lives are dictated by our feelings. So in other words, if something feels good, I'll do it. If it doesn't feel good, if I don't feel like praying, I'm not going to pray. But there's a huge danger in that, right, Father?
I mean, spiritual life is not really about feelings, right. But it is more about the decisions that we make.
Right.
Our will to follow the Lord every day. And it's always difficult when we want to start a change. Of course, the worst thing is probably to say that I'm going to start it on Monday.
Exactly.
It never works.
Exactly.
You know, it's the Bible says that we have this present day, you know, that this day is a blessed day, you know, that the Lord gives us.
Right.
And we have to start from that day to make the decision to come back to the Lord, because he's always waiting, just like the merciful father in the parable of the return of the prodigal son, that he's always waiting there for the son to come back, for us to come back and embracing us.
Yeah. And the thing that blows me away about this, and Maria, you touched on this, is the fact that the Lord really cares if I respond to his offer of friendship and of mercy. It's not like he's got everybody else in the world and he's going to be happy. He wants me personally.
He wants
every
single soul he wants. And that's what I really try to communicate to after the show, is that if anything, we're called, once you see the show, you're going to be moved to go out and do something.
Wow.
And to be a witness of God's mercy, and to let everyone that you know and you encounter in your day, that there is nothing that is too great for God to forgive.
Whoa.
And I think that's, you know, the fact that me, this great sinner, you know, goes out and now plays this beautiful role of this saint. I mean, God has worked. If he can, you know, take me and then allow me to play Saint Faustina, who was this amazingly beautiful person, I just think there's just nothing beyond what God can do in his mercy if we allow him to work in our lives.
Yeah.
And to know that he loves us and he's never, ever, ever going to give up on us.
That's such.
And that the Faustina says, you know, our Lord says, if you just set the door of your heart ajar just a little bit to let in the merciful rays of God,
right,
he will do all the rest and he'll turn your heart. So just that tiny little bit of opening that door of your heart. And I just believe in the goodness of every single person because we were created in the image and likeness of God.
Exactly.
So it's there.
Right.
All that is needed is there.
Right.
And so we just have to open ourselves up. And God's greatest attribute is his mercy. Mm. He tells us that. So there is nothing more powerful than that. We need his mercy every day. He's giving it to us every day. All we have to do is receive it.
Mm. That is so powerful. And you bring up another good point, Dave. What we're about here at Spirit in the Morning, we certainly, and this was my goal when I created this show, is to let the listeners know Jesus Christ is real. He wants to be a part of your life, but also to inspire everyone. And I'll tell you what, I get inspired when I do these shows as well. For me to go out there and be Jesus to someone, to
absolutely,
bring his love,
Gary.
Right?
Absolutely.
To do something like Maria was saying.
And as Maria says, you know, our sins are paled by his mercy. We have to learn to accept that and surrender.
And she really touched me. Maria, you really touched me with what you talked about, you playing Faustina. Hey, I'm a schmuck. The Lord uses me to do, right? I mean, everybody that knows me realizes I got a lot of faults. I got a lot of imperfections. But the Lord can even use me to do his work. And I'm learning this. And it's very humbling. And too many times we think, well, I can't do this. I can't talk about the Lord. I can't do this. I can't do that because I'm such a sinner. But as you said, we're all sinners.
Right. And I felt the devil tempting me when I had been cast for the show.
Yeah.
And I felt the devil say to me, who you? Who you? This sinner going to play a saint? And then immediately I felt or heard internally the words of our Lord say, who better than to share the message of my mercy than someone who has received it firsthand?
Yeah.
And
wow.
So that, you know, I thought, thank you.
Right. Right. But the devil will get in our heads sometimes. Father, would you agree that sometimes the devil tells us, you're not good enough?
Yeah, that's how you fight the devil. You just say to him, you know.
That's right. That's right. And we, the Lord has always used people who didn't appear good enough in the eyes of the world. I wouldn't have chosen the 12 apostles that he chose, but he knew that these guys were all good enough. He equips us to do his work. So we are all good enough. And now is the present moment. Now is the time for us to turn to him. And I do want to share this. I do my Be Not Afraid Bible verse every day. I want to just share this briefly with you before we ask Father to close us out in prayer and to give us a blessing. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse, and we'll have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. It's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And I think this is perfect. You know, Dave, the Holy Spirit does a really good job with making all these things come together. He's the ultimate program director at this station.
Yes, he is.
All right, check this out. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. It's 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Bad things are going to happen sometimes to us. We're going to be going through difficulties, but God allows these things to happen, and he can always bring good out of them, and he can always give us the opportunity. We always have the opportunity to take advantage of the suffering of that present moment, wherever it may be, to draw closer to him and help others to draw close to him as well. So I love that verse, and I want to thank you all for joining us today on the program. Remember, we're going to have everything linked at spiritinthemorning.com. I want you to go out and see the play tomorrow night at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. That's going to be Wednesday, November 16th, 7 p.m., Faustina, Messenger of Divine Mercy. Also, mariavargo.com. Check out Maria's music. I want you to do that as well. She's a really cool person and a good singer. Maria, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. And I just want to, DivineMercyDrama.com is the website,
okay.
DivineMercyDrama.com, to come see Faustina. Yep. And also Friday will be our last performance
Oh, yes.
In Pennsylvania, in New Freedom, Pennsylvania. You can find out all the details at DivineMercyDrama.com, which I know you're going to link to your thing as well. And also, I have to say, pray the chaplet. Pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, because miracles happen with this prayer, and it's so important. It's a huge important part of the message of Divine Mercy.
I'm so glad you said that. So thank you again. Make sure you get some rest.
You got it. I'll be ready to go and see everybody there tomorrow.
Excellent. Father Tim, thanks so much for joining us. Would you close us out in prayer and give us a final blessing?
God, the Father of Mercy, we thank you for your love and for your mercy that you show to us. That you show to us through the scripture, that you show to us most of all through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this message of the divine mercy, for Saint Sister Faustina, and for the beautiful words that you gave to the world through her. We thank you and we ask you that we may experience your love and your mercy in our daily life, in our daily struggles, in all that is happening to us, that we may see your merciful face, and that we may open the doors of our hearts to your mercy and to your love. Amen.
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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you, Maria. This has been a great show. Thank you, Mr. Parker. I want to remind you that tomorrow on the show, Matt Swaim returns to Morning Radio. He's going to be talking about Christian unity, so I hope you join us for that. Thursday, Lisa Hendy will be here from the West Coast. She's going to get up at 4:30 to join us and talk about being thankful, developing that attitude of gratitude. Friday on the program, Kevin Lowry will share the story of how God dragged him kicking and screaming into the Catholic Church. So there's another story of somebody resisting God for so many years and eventually giving in. That's the only way. Remember also to let me know what you think about Christmas music. When should I start playing holiday music? Christmas/Advent music, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Remember to check us out on the web at spiritinthemorning.com. For everybody here at Holy Spirit Radio, I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks for letting me start your morning with you. Have a blessed day. Go out and make a difference. God bless you.